Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. 20,500 crore rupees to be disbursed to over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers. Prime Minister to also launch multiple development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says 73 railway stations to have station director for on-the-spot crowd management during festive rush. US President Donald Trump orders deployment of two nuclear submarines after threatening remarks by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Indian women wrestlers clinched 6 medals, including 2 gold in Under-17 World Championship at Athens in Greece. Also win champion trophy, defeating US. And in cricket, India leading by 52 runs against England at stumps in second innings on day 2 of final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in London. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan scheme, from his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, in Uttar Pradesh today. In this installment, 20,500 crore rupees will be disbursed to over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. The projects cater to multiple sectors, including infrastructure and urban development. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across country under the 20th installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme from Varanasi today. PM will also inaugurate key infrastructure projects including the widening and strengthening of the Varanasi-Bhadohi road and Chitauni-Shul-Tankeswar road and a railway overbridge at Hardatpur to ease traffic on the Mohan-Sarai-Adalpura road. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the smart distribution project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM will also inaugurate the redevelopment of 8 riverfront and lay the foundation stone for water purification and maintenance work at various kunds along with the installation of 4 floating pujan platforms. Under the Jal Jeevan Mission, 47 rural drinking water schemes will also be inaugurated. In addition, Varanasi MP will also launch several new projects related to education, healthcare, tourism and cultural heritage. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has informed that 73 major stations facing rush situations will have a station director empowered to take on-the-spot decongesting decisions during the festive rush. Mr. Vaishnav stated this in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. He said railways will enhance crowd management with wider footover bridges and creation of permanent holding areas outside the stations. He informed that the pilot project for holding areas is in progress at 5 stations. CCTV surveillance, walkie-talkies, announcement systems and war rooms are being set up at major stations to help decongest the heavy crowd situations. Mr. Vaishnav added that only confirmed ticket holders will be given direct access to platforms. Union Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh has said that India's political relations with countries of the Indian Ocean region are strong and trade and investment ties are being augmented. The minister stated this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday. Mr. Singh said, the government closely monitors all developments in the Indian Ocean region, impinging on India's security and economic interests, and takes appropriate measures to safeguard India's interests. The External Affairs Ministry has said the sourcing of India's defense requirements is determined solely by the country's national security imperatives and strategic assessments. The ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi last evening in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances. Responding to a query on India-Russia ties, the spokesperson said bilateral relationships with various countries stand on their own merit and should not be seen from the prism of a third country. He stressed that India and Russia have a steady and time-tested partnership. Meanwhile, the Embassy of India in Dublin has advised all Indian citizens in Ireland to take reasonable precautions for their personal security and avoid deserted areas, especially at odd hours. In an advisory issued yesterday, the embassy said there has been an increase in instances of physical attacks reported against Indian citizens in Ireland recently. The embassy is in touch with the authorities concerned in Ireland in this regard. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. US President Donald Trump has said that he has ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions in response to remarks by former Russian President and current Deputy Head of Russia's Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev. In a social media post, President Trump said he took the step based on the highly provocative statements of the former President of Russia. The move comes after Mr. Medvedev recently threatened the United States in response to President Trump's ultimatums to Moscow to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face tough sanctions. Meanwhile, a senior Russian lawmaker has said that there are enough Russian nuclear submarines in the high seas to tackle two American submarines dispatched by the U.S. In Pakistan, at least 30 passengers were injured after several coaches of a train derailed near Lahore. According to the Pakistan Railways, at least 10 coaches of the Islamabad Express, which was going towards Rawalpindi from Lahore, derailed in Sheikhupura last evening. Rescue operations are underway. Back home in Sikkim, preparations are underway to open the Shola and Doklam regions for domestic tourists under the center's Bharat Ranbhumi Darshan scheme. Official sources confirm that Doklam, Shola and Nathula have been identified as key destinations for a new battlefield tourism circuit in the state. We have a report.
Doklam, that witnessed the standoff between the Indian and Chinese troops 8 years ago, will be open for tourists under the Bharat Ranbhumi Darshan scheme. This place is located at nearly 14,000 feet altitude and approximately 70 kilometers away from the capital Gangtok. On the other hand, Shola is a must visit for history buffs, adventure enthusiasts and nature lovers for its captivating landscapes and rich heritage. The Sikkim government and the Indian Army are developing both the places to welcome tourists by the end of next month. Despite difficult terrain and weather conditions, construction of parking space, restroom and cafeterias are on to welcome the tourists in the historical places in Sikkim. Manas Pratim Sarva, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
Telangana police rescued over 7,600 children during the last month as part of the nationwide Operation Muskan 11 initiative. Out of them, 529 are girls. The month-long drive conducted till the 31st of last month by the Women's Safety Wing, in coordination with the Women Development and Child Welfare Department, Labour Department, health officials, NGOs and various child protection units, focused on rescuing children from vulnerable and exploitative environments. As per officials, among the rescued children, over 3,700 were from other states, primarily Odisha, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, and 4 were identified as from Nepal. The Maharashtra government has announced insurance coverage for 1,50,000 Govindas participating in the upcoming Dahi Handi festival during Gokul Ashtami. To ensure their safety, the government will bear the insurance cost through the Oriental Insurance Company at a rate of 75 rupees per participant. The policy aims to support Govindas who often suffer injuries while forming human pyramids. Maharashtra Minister for Women and Child Welfare Aditi Tatkare announced that the government will disburse the July installment of 1500 rupees to eligible women beneficiaries under the Mukhyamantri Majhi Ladki Bahin Yojana on the eve of Raksha Bandhan on the 8th of this month. In a post on X, Minister Tatkare said the amount will be directly credited to the bank accounts of all eligible sisters through DBT. And now news from the world of sports.
The Indian women wrestlers have showcased their dominance on the world stage, securing a total of 6 medals, including 2 gold, 3 silver and 1 bronze in the 2025 Under-17 World Wrestling Championship at Athens, Greece. Rachna claimed gold in the 43 kg category and Ashwini Vishnoi clinched the yellow medal in the 65 kg category. Moni in the 57 kg, Kajal in the 73 kg and Yashita in 61 kg each won silver, while Komal Verma earned a bronze in the 49 kg category. The Indian women's wrestling team clinched the Champions Trophy with 151 points, while the USA finished as runners-up with 142 points. Meanwhile, male wrestler Hardeep made history by winning a gold medal in the Greco-Roman style 110kg category, becoming the first Indian to win the yellow medal in the heavyweight category in this style. On to cricket, India will resume their second innings play at the overnight score of 75 for 2 against host England on the day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. At stumps, on day 2 yesterday, India were leading by 52 runs with Yashasvi Jaiswal standing at the crease, unbeaten on 51 runs, and joined by Akash Deep, who was at 4. Earlier, England were all out for 247 runs in their first innings, getting a narrow 23-run lead. India were all out for 224 in their first innings. India are looking to level the series, which they are trailing 1-2. In badminton, Indian star shuttlers are set to compete for a spot in the finals of the Macau Open today. India's Lakshya Sen will be up against 5th seed Alvi Farhan of Indonesia, while Tarun Manipalli will take on Malaysia's Justin Ho in the semi-finals. With Sanyukta's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Monsoon activity has intensified again in Himachal Pradesh, triggering continuous rainfall and landslides. Over 280 roads, including two national highways, have been closed across the state. The Meteorological Centre in Shimla has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain today in several districts including Chamba, Kullu, Una, Kangra, Bilaspur, Mandi and Hamirpur. We have more in this report.
According to the Kullu District Police Control Room in Himachal Pradesh, continuous rainfall and a sudden flash flood in the Parvati Valley have partially damaged the cofferdam constructed by the Malana 1 hydroelectric project. The water level of the Parvati River has also risen, increasing the threat in nearby areas. The Kullu District Administration has urged people to remain alert and stay away from rivers, streams and landslide-prone areas. Meanwhile, in Lahol Spiti District, a flash flood near Jispa has blocked National Highway 303. The border roads organization is working on a war footing to restore the road. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The Met Department has also issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, West Bengal and Sikkim today. It has also predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar. Hindi movie 12th Fail has bagged the Best Film Award at the 71st National Film Awards. Announcing the awards in New Delhi last evening, Chairman of Jury Feature Film Ashutosh Gowarikar said, Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan clinched his maiden national award for his performance in the action film Jawan. He shared the Best Actor Award with Vikrant Massey for his performance in hit biopic 12th Fail. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Saira. All dailies are widely noticed. US President Trump formally imposing a 25% import tariff on Indian goods, sparking fears of mass layoffs among exporters. Business Standard headlines, Trump's 25% tariff hit triggers layoff warning from exporters, while the Asian Age and other dailies quoting MAA write that India-US ties are strong despite tariffs. Back home, the Pioneer writes, ED issues lookout circular against Anil Ambani. The circular against a debt-ridden Reliance Group chairman is over the alleged loan fraud case. Draft poll roll for Bihar result. Voters dip by 65 lakh, writes the Hindu. While Hindustan Times reports, Gopal Ganj, Kishan Gansi, maximum share of SIR deletions. And finally, as the 71st National Film Awards were announced, good cheer for Shah Rukh Khan fans as he bags his first national award for the film Jawan. Hindustan Times says SRK, Rani Mukherjee, Vikrant Massey win top honours. With that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. 20,500 crore rupees to be disbursed to over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers. Prime Minister to also launch multiple development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says 73 railway stations to have station director for on-the-spot crowd management during festive rush. US President Trump orders deployment of two nuclear submarines after threatening remarks by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Indian women wrestlers clinch 6 medals including 2 gold in Under-17 World Championship at Athens. And in cricket, India leading by 52 runs against England at stumps in second innings on day 2 of final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in London. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.